Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and we are working through our technical difficulties. And here, as always, is my co-host,
Graham K. Yep. You decided to say my name. That's fine. Thank you. You can say my name if you want. You can introduce me. We can do it differently for the first time ever, if you want.
I'm so out of it, man. I apologize. I'm up. I've been up for hours. I am physically exhausted. I got to be honest with you.
Kirk is in Ecuador. Building homes for the needy. So great job, Kirk. You're awesome.
But it is sucking the literal life out of me. I am physically exhausted. We worked on a school, and now we're working on a home for a young man who has autism and MS and epilepsy. And I think there was a doctor on this trip who came to build with us, and it's always very humbling when like professional people come and give from their time and effort to, and he was like, I think just from 5 minutes with that kid, that kid's also blind because the way he's reacting to stimuli. And so now today we're going to go back and have a look at that, to have somebody examine him again. I think he might be blind. When he explained his thought process, I'm like, I bet he is blind.
Wow. So that's crazy. So we're going to donate some of our funds, right? To the
So what we thought we'd do is we would do our Patreon for all of August. So if you are already giving on Patreon, then just know that your August thing, 100% of it will go towards building this house for Sebastian.
Yes.
Who it's a single mom, 4 boys, 2 girls, and one of the kids, I think it's the third boy, is severely autistic and, like I said, multiple MS.
Sclerosis, yeah, and you got it right the first time.
And, you could check out the pictures on my Instagram that we're posting. And we're making, everything's out of blocks here, and my forearms and hands and everything else is just like, man.
Yeah.
You mix by hand, so you take three parts sand, and 1 part cement, and then 2 parts stone, and then you mix it, put it all in the mixer, and then you pour it out in the wheelbarrows, and you got a wheelbarrow over, then you shovel it out, and I don't know. I'm not used to this kind of work.
It's a young man's game.
I'm not. Graham K calling me old on this podcast. I'm not that old.
Construction
Graham.
Is pretty, for young men. Good for you, though. You know?
Oh, man. So they really had to twist my arm this morning to take a break so we could record this podcast. I was like, yeah, I will get out of the sun for a few hours and record this podcast and then get back out there.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you, man. Honestly, you're helping people. This kid needs your help. Listeners, if you would like to donate, you can go to patreon.com/autastic. That's patreon.com/autastic, and there are different options to donate, different amounts you can donate: $1, $5, something in the middle, $3,000, $10 million.
Well, this house for this kid is going to cost us about $10,000 US, and so we honestly have, full disclosure, we have thousands and thousands of listeners. If everybody give a few bucks, the thing would get done. That's just the truth. And so, just know that your donations for all of August will be going towards that. And I'd love to be able to get this thing done and post a little picture of it later. Maybe, we have a couple kids that we informally adopt for the Autastic podcast that we kind of follow up with. And, it'd be great. It'd be great to feel like we're... It's going to be really life changing for this family for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You know, we're trying our best. That's all we can do. You know.
That's all.
And
you can
do. You're doing a great job. I'm proud of you. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for going down there. And how does your soul feel?
I don't know if I have any feelings because my hands are numb, but...
the soul is not connected. You're too tired to think about it, probably.
Bro, I am exhausted. I was thinking about this. I slept last night, too. I slept like 10 hours. It's just taking the literal life out of me. It's good. I'll feel good about this. We've got another 5 days, so we're still trucking along down here in beautiful Ecuador. But, yeah, it feels good. It feels, you know, it's incredibly humbling just the level of disability that people work through and with.
Right.
And poverty. You know, I can't imagine this lady with her, all these kids, and then one of them's severely disabled.
Did you post the pictures you sent? But I saw those pictures. Did you text them to me or did you post them? Because
I posted them on Instagram. Right. So I posted a couple pictures on Instagram of the house that, as it stands. And honestly, I grew up in Ecuador, so poverty doesn't really, I shouldn't say it doesn't affect me, but I'm used to it and that's part of life. And but this is bad. I mean, this is they don't have a bathroom, so they're going number two out in the field and number one in the corner of one of the room, which is never good. Dirt floors are really bad because that's a good way to get really sick because you really can't clean them, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of kids, man. It's a lot of kids. And the one child is a wheelchair bound, and it's just a bad situation. I don't want it to be a downer. But it's a very humbling situation when you realize, you know, I'm poor in air quotes, but I still have a car and I still have a place to live and I still wear clothes and I buy hair gel or whatever and so I'm poor, but the level of poverty this family is dealing with is on a different level and we have an opportunity. This is the autistic family is a big family. We have an opportunity to do something about this. So everybody give a couple bucks. We'll finish this house. We dug out the, there's no running water, no sewage. So you have to dig out in the front yard a septic tank and a cistern to store water. And so we've started on that. We started the process. So we were with a group and I said, I'll figure out how to get some money. If you guys can all figure out. So we're all trying to chip in a little bit and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'll post some more pictures in the next few days of the work, the progress that's going on. And it's incredibly, incredibly humbling. And I feel very blessed where I'm at in life. So.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's bad. They live in absolute squalor. Those pictures were crazy. But I'm glad you're doing something. And I'm glad that our podcast can help in some small way.
You know what it reminds me of? Like that story of like a little girl throwing, was it sand dollars or starfish back into the ocean from the beach? And there's thousands of them, and somebody asks, "What are you doing? There's too many. You can't help them all." And it's like, "No, what are you doing? You can't really make a difference here." And then she throws one, and said, "I made a difference for that one." So it's like the poverty and the stuff that people are going through, and the number of disabled people here, like all over the world, is staggering. But for these few people that we're able to help, it'll make a real difference. So,
yeah, totally.
That's how I view it.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's still. It's a human being's life will be different. So that's great.
The whole family. It'll affect the whole family.
Yeah.
I mean, because as we all know, like, you know, the you have a sibling, you know, you got two brothers there. One of them has to push him around. The boy's five and he's in diapers, Sebastian. And so, and the mom's, you know, out trying to work or trying to do something. So, and it's in a lot of cases, you know, these are human beings. So everybody's complicated and flawed and everything else, but it's going to make a real difference for this boy and for his brothers and his sister. And for the whole family.
Well, you're the best.
I'm not. Yeah. This is a team deal. Team deal.
Yeah. And so you come back in a couple days. What's the time there? What's the time difference?
Yeah, we're on, they don't do daylight savings because we're right in the equator. So sun goes down every day, 6:30. Comes up every day, 6:30.
Wow.
And so, so right now we're on Houston time. And then a little later in the year, we'll be back on East Coast time. So it's, what does that make it out here? Was it almost noon? Is that right? No, almost 11, I think.
Yeah, East Coast time and, is almost noon here, so.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, cool, man.
And, I don't think we introed the podcast, really. You want to go
ahead?
I don't
think we have either. But if you're still listening, and this is the first time listening, this is the Comedian's Guide to Autism. This is Autastic. We are two comedians. My younger brother, I'm Graham. My younger brother is has autism, and Kirk's adult son is severely autistic. I don't mind saying that.
Yep.
And yeah, so that was your week in review. Basically,
yes.
Right? Is there anything happening between you and your son? Any change with your son?
Book some tickets. I'll update you guys next week on that. But we'll book some tickets to take him on a vacation so we can do those repairs to his apartment. As longtime listeners know, he destroyed his apartment, kind of. And we just need to get him out of there so that the repair work can be done. And yeah, he pulled up the floor and ripped out some of the drywall.
Yeah, perfect. And yeah. Yeah, no news with Peter. He's chilling. My bro's doing the same. He's good. He's up there. He's enjoying the summer. I'm bringing my roommate up, and my brother is excited to meet my roommate. And yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Isn't it humbling though? Like when I was thinking about this and. You know, my son is severely disabled, you know, as far as doesn't really talk. Job prospects are not good at this stage. Someday I'm hopeful. And tore up his own apartment, but he does have an apartment, and he does have the, we're going to be able to repair it. And so it's very encouraging and humbling, and I feel very fortunate or blessed or however you want to describe it, the way... Yeah, to have the ability to, he's not homeless and pooping in a field and peeing in the corner.
No.
He pees in the corner, but that's by, that's intentional.
Yeah.
That's not
that's for kicks.
For lack of toilets.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just for joyriding. Yeah. he just likes to mark his territory sometimes. But yeah, I think, man, it was just, I know I'm not making much sense, but it's really... It's really a stark reminder of how a lot of people live.
Yeah, you feel a lot of guilt, I know, and it's for is there a phone ringing back there?
Yeah, there is. There is a phone ringing. Hold on. We'll have to cut this. Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, you feel a lot of guilt because your son is in an institution in Scandinavia, and you know, this is a stark reminder that You're doing great. Your son's doing great.
I'm doing the best I can, yeah, under circumstances, yeah.
I mean, this kid lives in a dirt floor and pees in a corner, you know?
Yeah. And not just that. It's like the mother is, you know, I'm not casting any blame or any judgment, but it's, you know, she's in a tough spot, man. She's in a tough spot.
How does she work? Does she work?
Well, she lives next to her. Her mother lives on one side of her, and her brother lives on the other side, and they all kind of pitch in to try to help a little bit. But honestly, education's not there, and there are not a lot of work prospects in Ecuador. It's not an overwhelming amount of opportunity. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I hear you, buddy. I hear you.
But having a house built and paid for would make a huge difference. You know, then your goal every month is to come up with, you know, $300 or something to feed six kids. You know, so at least there's no door. You guys can see the pictures on my Instagram. There's like a blanket hanging out. It's like, oh, brother. So yeah, this will not fix her life. But it'd be great to partner with a few people a year and try to just change, you know, a few people. Well, let's do one at a time. Let's try this, see how this works. Finish this up. And but yeah, that's what I'm working on this week. I bought the tickets for JJ's little vacation. We're gonna take him over to Tallinn, to Estonia for a couple of days and get him out of the old apartment to get it fixed up.
Great, man. Good stuff. Do you wanna do in the news?
Yeah, can you hear hammering in the background, by the way?
I can, yes.
Cool. All right. Hopefully they can't. Let's do the news.
Let's do in the news.
This was on the BBC, the UK one. Autistic girl praised for, quote-unquote, life as perfectionist account.
Yeah.
Graham K found this one.
No,
go
no,
ahead, Graham.
Go ahead.
No, set it up, buddy.
Okay. Well, this is a fun one. This is a child with autism. She's 10. She lives in the UK, and she decided to write something. She doesn't speak or write very often, but she decided to type something out and let her grandmother know how autism affects her. And her mother posted it online, and it kind of went viral. And she wrote another one because of that, because, you know, young kids love social media, no matter no matter who they are, how much autism they have. So, yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway, do you want to read it?
Yeah, sure. Short article started, Life of a Perfectionist is a fictional write-up of the day in Libby's life. I'll start the article here. Quote, I noticed that my candles are in the wrong order. The cleaner must have done it, she writes. I think to myself, I don't want to get up as I'm so comfortable. I reluctantly climb out of bed, adjust my candles. The next morning, I realize my favorite song doesn't have exactly 100 words. It has 98. My heart stops. A few hours later, I find myself writing to the singer to tell her how I felt. I got a reply from her saying, I'm sorry, I cannot change the lyrics of my song. Lots of love, Taylor Smith. Smith, Swift.
You even screwed that up.
Yeah, bro, it's been a day. It's been a day. We haven't even got to my favorite part of the article. My favorite part of the article, so that's the first one. Talks about going down to her swimming pool and an awkward interaction with the lifeguard, which she says, basically she's concerned that his Skittles aren't organized correctly, and that goes over as you can imagine. But the next article is the one I like. So after that, so she gets a lot of positive feedback from Twitter. People saying they enjoyed it, and so here, let's get to the next one. So it's next one, Life of Autism. This is the second one that she after all the positive feedback. She's 10. Today I dragged myself out of bed after 3 hours of sleep. My mom told me that I couldn't have hot chocolate before I go to bed. My mom told me I could not have hot chocolate before bed, and I got angry. It kept me awake thinking that I had given up in an argument. I never meant to start a fight, as I love my mom unconditionally, but I just get stuck on things that don't really matter. And then she wrote, sigh. I feel like I'm just a struggle to live with. My dad calmly tells me to get dressed. I feel an icy hand has gripped me by the throat. At this point, I don't want to shout, but I feel I have to, and I reply, no. I then get dressed. This happens all the time. As I slump up my stairs, I hear my dad sighing. I begin to shed a tear. I hate the fact that I make my family feel this way. I really feel the urge to go down and say sorry to my dad, but the autistic part of my brain says no. I watch Peppa Pig for an hour. Most kids my age would be watching other things such as The Walking Dead, but Peppa Pig has always made me have the good feeling, quote unquote. After a few episodes, I feel refreshed and happy and ready. I stroll downstairs to tell my dad that he's playing the guitar too loud. He isn't. And I ask myself, why do I do this? And I get no reply. I love this article. It's so great. Okay, I keep reading. As well as my family life, my social life doesn't work out well either. I feel like I just don't fit in. And sometimes I pretend that everybody feels the same about me, but shakes head, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know the part you like best, because I feel like that's a lot of it is like what kids do anyway, you know?
Yes, I do too.
Like a middle school girl would say that to her dad.
Why are you being so dumb? Yeah. So playing so loud? Is he playing loud?
Yeah.
No, not really.
You would like a movie out right now called Eighth Grade. Have you heard of it? So,
no, I haven't.
There's a movie that just came out, and it's getting a lot of like critical acclaim. And Bo Burnham is a pretty famous comedian in the
comedy circles.
He's a young man himself. He's like 27, and he directed this movie about middle school and how awkward it is, because no one's ever really made a movie about that. And he just casted it perfectly, and he just has the awkwardness down so well. And I thought about you because I know you have a daughter, and it's just probably the exact same stuff you were going through. It's just a lot of her yelling at her dad, and her dad going like, "What? Why are you holding a banana? I thought you don't." She's like, "I'm going to eat the banana." He's like, "I thought you didn't like bananas. I even made a note of it. You said you hate bananas, so I wouldn't do that anymore." And then she eats it, and she starts to like throw. She clearly isn't enjoying it, and starts to spit it out. And he goes, "You're not enjoying it though. You're about to." And she spits it out, and she throws a banana at him and runs away. And she's like, "Leave me alone!" And he's just left sitting there like, "What?" Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'll check that out. I got a lot of flights coming up. I will definitely keep an eye out for it.
No, it's good. So I think I was reading that and I was like, how much of this is just her being a 10-year-old girl? And, you know, but.
Well, the part about writing Taylor Swift to change a number of words in her song.
Yeah, that's not the 10-year-old girl thing. It's so funny that, like, I was reading this and. What's great about it is it is a window into her brain, the brain of someone with autism, and we've talked in the past about how OCD is heavily linked, possibly genetically, to autism, and as you know, my brother has autism and I have OCD. And I was just thinking, like, I understand that 100 thing. Like, she counted the words in her favorite song, and it was 98. And you're like, ah, so close. Now, where I'm not, where I don't have autism is where I would not write Taylor Swift and be like, can you change these?
And expect her to change these.
Yeah. But it's nice that Taylor Swift wrote back, or Taylor Swift's assistant wrote back.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it's a team of people writing back to 12-year-olds. I'm sure it's not Taylor Swift.
But still, it's nice that they do that.
Very interesting. Yeah, I do think that it's important to have these different voices that have different experiences to try to walk you through it. What a blessing, too, for her family to even be able to read these notes and kind of get a glimpse into her thought process and why they're getting yelled at for playing the guitar softly.
Dad probably was like, oh, awesome.
I literally played my guitar Gently Weeps, and she came and yelled at me for playing too loud.
That's funny. She's also a very good writer for a 10-year-old and above average writer for her 10-year-old.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It felt like...
Stylistically, it's very... direct, and what's the Hemingway style, kind of where it's like all short sentences that are all very pointed. I'm not a writer, certainly aren't. Like that.
No, I'm kidding. I feel as if an icy hand has gripped me by the throat. It's like that's not a 10-year-old sentence. That's a great sentence.
Yeah, it's a great sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great sentence. I just like the part where the cognition that she should do this, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I should go apologize to him.
Nah.
But I'm not.
That's just a 10-year-old girl. So if you want to read these or follow her mom online, it's Kim Scott, KYM Scott, at Kim Scott 5. And it's got, the first one has like 50,000 likes and like 20,000 retweets. What if it's just her mom just trying to get attention? She wrote all this.
Cynical. I love it. So cynical. It's so funny. So cynical. BBC does seem to have a lot of coverage of this over the years. I find that the British ones really do seem to... speaking of British ones, I will be in the good old British one soon in Edinburgh Comedy Festival starting in 2 weeks, August 3rd. You can see my one-man show and also I've got two shows going on twice a day, so 3:15 and 7:30 on Cowgate, right downtown Edinburgh. You can catch me, I'll probably be performing 60, 70 times in the next few weeks there.
Wow.
And then after this, I will be in Halifax right before Edinburgh. I'll be in Halifax the last week of July. If you're in the Maritimes, I couldn't think of that word last time we had this podcast, the Maritimes, I'll be around there and releasing my first album.
Are you really?
I'm thinking about doing, yes, I recorded it. I'm almost done. I think I've recorded it three times, never released it. This third one I just did at the Comedy Mix last month. I think I'm going to release. And I think I'm going to do, if you guys are interested, the first 100 or so will sell them for $20, and all the money will go towards this house. I think we could pull in some money for this house, and I really want to do this house. I know I keep talking about this, and this episode has not been as funny as usual, but I think it'd be really life-changing to do this house for this lady and her family. And so keep an eye out for that one comes out. And yeah, it's going to be called Kirk Smith Ecuadorian, I think, the album.
Cool, man.
So
that's funny.
What do you got going on this week? Yeah, it should be good, I think.
Well, tonight I am taping a set at Live at Gotham set. And it's going to be... It's a comedy club in New York, and they're doing this new thing where they're filming it for VR. So it's going to be online. I'm pretty sure you can watch it if you don't have VR. But if you have VR, nice. I'll keep you up to date on that. Should be interesting. Should be fun. I got bar shows. I got my other podcast, the FS pod, the Friends in Sports pod. We are going to a New York Red Bulls game on Saturday, and we're filming it all, and we're going to talk to all the fans and stuff. We're really getting to like soccer culture. It's going to be fun.
Now you're a Toronto Raptors fan, right? You guys got a big acquisition. I'd say he might be the top player in the East.
Yeah,
with LeBron gone.
He might be if he's healthy. Kawhi Leonard. Toronto got Kawhi Leonard for a year.
Not a head case.
Before he leaves to go to L.A. Yeah. Very big sports news that you guys probably don't care about. But, yeah. I'm basically in New York for the next couple weeks. You can find all my shows, all my club dates at comedybythegraham.com. Comedybythegraham.com. And you can find me at Instagram K and on Twitter. And Mr. Graham K. Wait, I screwed that up, didn't I? Instagram K on Instagram. And you can see my brain skipping. Zip, and then,
I swear this is an elaborate hoax for you to
I
not
I can't do it, man.
Followers.
I'm just not. I can't do it. Instagram K on Instagram and Mr. Graham K on Twitter. And then I will be in Toronto headlining the Yuck Yucks there the first week of August. August 1st to 5th. If you're in Toronto area, come watch me do stand-up at yuckyucks.com. You can go to yuckyucks.com for tickets. That was hard for me to even do. Yeah. And if you're in the Pittsburgh area, on August 17th and 18th, I will be at, I believe, the Funny Bone with Giannis Pappas. So come hang out then.
Ah, that's terrific. Guys, as always, have a great week. You can, did I say my Facebook? Kirk Smith Comedy, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can add us. We have an Autastic Podcast Facebook page you can like and rate and review us on iTunes. It means a lot to us. Helps in the rating thing. We really appreciate it. Hope to see you guys out there at a show one of these days. Have a great week, guys.
You can do it.